Corky moved quickly to the second sample. "This," he said, "is called a stony meteorite. The meteorite buried in the ice here at Milne is a stony meteorite, a lot like the one in your hand. Stony meteorites appear almost identical to our terrestrial igneous rocks, which makes them tough to spot. Nothing too exciting." Rachel handed the sample back to him. "This one looks like a rock someone left in a fireplace and burned." Corky burst out laughing. "One hell of a fireplace! The meanest blast furnace ever built doesn't come close to reproducing the heat a meteoroid feels when it hits our atmosphere. They get ravaged." Corky handed the sample back to her. "Look at the cross-section." Rachel studied the rock's interior a moment, seeing nothing. "Tilted into the light," Tolland prompted, his voice warm and kind. "And look closely." Rachel brought the rock close to her eyes and tilted it against the dazzling halogens reflecting overhead. Now she saw it. Tiny metallic globules glistening in the stone. Dozens of them were peppered throughout the cross-section like minuscule droplets of mercury, each only about a millimeter across. "Those little bubbles are called chondrules," Corky said. "They occur only in meteorites. And there's more. In earth rocks, the mineral nickel occurs in either extremely high percentages or extremely low. Nothing in the middle. In meteorites, though, the nickel content falls within a mid-range set of values." Rachel felt exasperated. "Okay, gentlemen, fusion crusts, chondrules, mid-range nickel contents, all of which prove it's from space. I get the picture." She laid the sample back on Corky's table. "But why am I here?" Corky heaved a portentous sigh. "You want to see a sample?"